Our reading this evening is from St. Mark chapter 10. And they came to Jericho. And as he was leaving Jericho with his disciples and a great crowd, Bartimaeus, a blind beggar, the son of Timaeus, was sitting by the roadside. And when he heard that it was Jesus of Nazareth, he began to cry out and say, "Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me." Then he rebuked him, telling him to be silent. But he cried out all the more, "Son of David, have mercy on me." Jesus stopped and said, "Call him." And they called the blind man, saying to him, "Take heart, get up, he is calling you." And throwing off his cloak, he sprang up and came to Jesus. And Jesus said, "What do you want me to do for you?" And the blind man said, "Rabbi, let me recover my sight." And Jesus said to him, "Go your way. Your faith has made you well." And immediately he recovered his sight and followed him on the way. O Lord, have mercy on us.
Thanks be to God.
Teach me your way, O Lord, that I may walk in your truth.
Your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path.
Unite my heart to fear your name, that I may walk in your truth.
Your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path.
Glory be to the Father and to the Son and to the Holy Spirit.
Your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path.
In the name of Jesus, amen. Amen. Dear saints, I was blind, but now I see. As you kind of consider the text, I want you to consider the whole broader text of blind Bartimaeus and the recovery of his sight and kind of ask the question, how blind is blind Bartimaeus? Now, physically, he's really, really, really blind. That makes the miracle all that much more wonderful. But spiritually, is blind Bartimaeus blind at all? Not at all. How do you know it?
Because God told your faith has made you well.
Right. They kind of begin with the conclusion first, right? Jesus sees right through blind Bartimaeus, go, your faith has made you well. How about evidence? So Jesus can look at the heart and can say, your faith has made you well. We can look at the works and the confession and see Bartimaeus' faith as well. Where do we see Bartimaeus' faith? Verse 47, we can kind of just begin there, right? Right, isn't that amazing? Right. So when Bartimaeus sitting there by the roadside begging, blind beggar, blind Bartimaeus, and when he heard that it was Jesus of Nazareth, he began to cry out. You know, faith comes by
hearing.
And it's amazing. So you can kind of picture Bartimaeus sitting there on the road. He can't see anything, but he begins to hear. And what's going on? Who is this? It's Jesus of Nazareth. And in hearing those words and in hearing the name of the one who is coming, he all of a sudden starts breaking out in a prayer, "Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me." Now, there's a couple of things, some beautiful sort of things within this here too. You see Bartimaeus's faith. Who does he hear is coming?
Jesus.
Be more specific. What does the text say?
Son of David.
Before that, who does he hear is coming?
Jesus
of Nazareth. This is very important for the Christian, that we confess that our Jesus has a location. Jesus had a place that he grew up at. Jesus has a place. Does this make sense? You know, you have a home, and this is your address, such and such. You have a church at 204 North Little Texas Road is where you are tonight. This is a place that this man hears. This is the Jesus of Nazareth, the place where Jesus grew up. The Son of God, who is himself everywhere, who created the heavens and all of the earth, also has a hometown. He is of Nazareth. We'll get to that in a little bit. So here's Jesus of Nazareth. Then he uses his name, Jesus. Bonus points, if you can hearken back to the Christmas story and tell me what Jesus means. You know, because when we get so used to saying this name or praying this name or singing this name that sometimes we can not exactly remember that his name actually has a specific meaning to it. Remember? Somebody said it. I thought somebody said it. Savior. You got it. You got it. You got it. You got it. You could say it louder next time, right? Bartimaeus, right? Louder. He cried out all the more. It means Savior. It means you got it. You got it. You got it. Yeah. Matthew chapter 1, you shall call his name Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins. This is exactly what it means. So he's crying out. He hears this Savior of Nazareth, Jesus of Nazareth. All of a sudden, he says his name, Jesus, Savior. And then he also says, Son of David. And what does he ask for him to do? Have mercy. This is your Jesus, right? This is your God. Bartimaeus sees so very clearly, and you want to see too, that he loves to have mercy. Where do you need your Jesus to have mercy on you? It's all over, right? All over your body, all over your soul, all over your work, all over your family, all over our country. Have mercy. And he knows it. He can ask in faith because he knows this is, in fact, why the Son of David came to have mercy. And the beautiful irony of all of this text, that blind Bartimaeus, in fact, is the one who sees the most clearly. And we know that because what's happening next? So he's crying out in faith. He's following Jesus in faith, not by sight. He can see spiritually who Jesus is. What is the crowd's reaction? Tell him to be quiet. I mean, that's kind of a nice translation too, right? You can kind of hear him. They told him, shh. That's not exactly what they said. This is a cruel sort of thing. You know, be silent. You know, shut up. But he cried out all the more, Son of David, have mercy on me. Jesus stops him, calls him. What do you want me to do for him? He also then calls him Rabbi. Let me recover my sight. And as Mestheo kind of began us, go your way. Your faith has made you well. And how does the text end? Immediately he recovered his sight and followed him on the way. This is what Bartimaeus does now with his sight. He follows Jesus. Now, where is Jesus going? Our text begins, and they came to Jericho, and as he was leaving Jericho, so we know he's leaving Jericho. Can you kind of guess where he's going? That's exactly right. He is on his way to Jerusalem. For the final time, for this is the day, this is probably a couple days right before, or maybe the day right before Palm Sunday, where Jesus rides into Jerusalem on the donkey, they cry out, and then a week later will be Easter, right? That's a long, long week. Rides in on a Sunday, has the Lord's Supper on that Thursday, dies on the Friday, rests in the tomb on the Saturday, raises again on the Sunday. So this is on the way. He's going to go watch his Jesus die, because that's where Jesus has mercy on us. That's where Jesus saves us. That's where Jesus leads us to. That's where Jesus gives us our sight. Beautiful, beautiful text. You have some thoughts and comforts from this text for you this evening?
As it is from the time I was a child to now, that we do indeed still cry out to Jesus
right,
to have mercy on us.
Right. This is what he comes for. With the beautiful simplicity of that prayer. But what does that include, you know? That includes so much. His mercy. You know, for Bartimaeus, his mercy was a healing mercy, a physical mercy. And that, of course, is included. You know, how many times have you got sick that Jesus made you better? His mercy. For Bartimaeus, too, it's also a spiritual mercy. Bartimaeus sees, and Jesus has mercy and strengthens his seeing in faith so that he follows Jesus now all the way. So it's so wonderfully important for you as a Christian to hear the many, many ways in which you are blind, so many things you don't know, so many things uncertain about family, job, money, country, everything, right? But what do you know? You know, what do you see? You know your Jesus. You know your Savior. You know his mercy. You know the Son of David. That beautiful, beautiful title. You know, I was sitting there visiting a blind woman this afternoon, Miss Betty, down in Monroe, and she obviously saw quite clearly who her Jesus was, the son of David. I said, Miss Betty, think of some of the wonderful things David was and multiply it. And she said, well, David was a shepherd, right? And then Jesus says, I am the good shepherd. David wrote, the Lord is my shepherd. Right? You know, David killed Goliath with 5 smooth stones. Jesus kills the devil and sin and death. And the early church fathers said it's not with 5 smooth stones, but with his 5 wounds that Jesus did so. David did 5 smooth stones. Jesus did 5 wounds. You know, 1 on the head, 2 on the hands, 1 in the side, 1 in the feet. 5 things that he crushed the devil, sin, death, and devil for you. Son of David, have mercy.
I'm also thinking about there in 1 verse, he told him to come to me.
Right.
He didn't waste any time.
Yeah.
He jumped up, you know, ran right straight to him as if, well, okay, I don't see these people around me. I'm just jumping up and going to where I hear the voice.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And so he jumps up and just go. How many times do we just jump up and go?
Right.
We sit and debate about it and try to size it out and everything instead of just taking him at his word.
Right.
And just go, you know, right on and do it.
Right.
Yeah. He jumps up and goes.
He jumps up and goes. Yeah. Some Abundant Life members, Miss Laverne and Belvia, would always talk about the danger of running when you're blind. You know, like the number of times, you know, because you stop yourself if you're going to run into something. You know, they don't see anything, so they go, you know, they hit flat on there too. This man, he's running and he's blind. He springs up and he runs. That's a It's a powerful image sort of thing, too. But yeah, Miss Flora, you know, that idea of he calls for you and you go, too. How often ought we see church like that? How often ought we see the Lord's Supper like that? How often ought we see our daily prayers like that? He's calling for me. He's going to listen to me. He's going to have mercy on me and let me, right? But so often we're lazy and reluctant and we don't see as well as we ought. Other thoughts and questions from this text?
When they told him to be quiet, he was determined. He just kept right on.
Right. Yeah. You know, faith doesn't... faith is not without its challenges, right? They told him to be quiet. And this is, you know, this is supposed to be some of his faithful followers that are probably telling him to be quiet, too. He doesn't care about you. Others? Well, let's rise as our Lord has given us faith to see that he loves to hear our prayers. Let us pray for his mercy. Lord, have mercy.
Thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread,
and forgive us our trespasses,
as we forgive those who trespass against us.
And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom,
and the power,
and the glory,
forever and ever.
Amen. The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Let us pray. O God, the helper of all who call on you, have mercy on us, and give us eyes of faith to see your Son, that we may follow him on the way that leads to eternal life. Through the same Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.
Amen.
Gracious Lord, we thank you that you have given us eyes to see you, that we see that you are in fact a merciful and gracious Lord, one that went all the way to the cross to bear our sin and be our Savior, and one who gives us the Spirit so that we might call upon you as Abba, Father. Have mercy on us. Have mercy on our country, our communities, our places of work, mothers and fathers, husbands and wives, children, teachers, pastors and congregations, and for all those that we now name with our hearts and with our voices.
Amanda and Rick Holder,
Brian Clark, Yogi Thompson, Sydney Turner,
Tamora Penn,
Alfonso Flo, Billy Fortson, Patricia Miller,
the Miller family,
Davis Wilkes,
Grace Lately,
gracious Lord, we thank you that even as the many times we do not know exactly where we are going, we know that you are leading us, and that we may follow you, knowing in full confidence where you lead us, to the way of everlasting life. Keep with us on this journey, now and forevermore. Amen.
Amen.
I thank you, my heavenly Father,
through Jesus Christ, your dear Son, that you have graciously kept me this day, and I pray that you would forgive me all my sins where I have done wrong, and graciously keep me this night. For into your hands I commend myself, my body and soul, and all things. Let your holy angels be with me, that the evil foe may have no power over me. Amen.
Let us bless the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
Amen.